Thank you very much. My name is Jim Meehan. I'm a medical doctor. I'm an ophthalmologist who specializes in ocular inflammation and immunology. I'm a former medical editor that knows how to read the medical science. I read more than the titles and the abstracts. I look at the methodologies. When I looked at the methodologies of the science being used to support community wearing of masks, I found a real paucity of solid high-level science. In fact, we've been studying this issue for over 30 years with regards to the transmission of influenza in the population. One of the reasons that we have never recommended the community wearing of medical masks is because it's been shown in the highest levels of science, randomized controlled trials, meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials, to not be effective. That hand washing, social distancing, masks add almost nothing to that equation. So it has a very marginal, at best, efficacy. And those studies are in healthcare workers and hospital settings in which we have an optimal environment with high air exchange, low temperatures, nothing like what our community is encountering. Now, in general, I think we should always resist medical mandates. We don't need lawmakers intruding upon the medical decision-making that should be left between a patient and a doctor after fully informed consent. They need to consider the risks, benefits, and alternatives. In this issue of community wearing of medical masks, we have not done a fair risk analysis for the population. We have not informed them that the mask can block arterial oxygen, can block oxygen intake significantly. That's been demonstrated in experiments all over the world. It's been studied in surgeons in an optimal environment where there's a higher level of oxygen in the operating suite, higher exchange. I've worn a medical mask in surgical procedures over 10,000 times, and I can tell you that they do induce physiologic changes. I'll start to develop a tremor after about 30 minutes of mask wear in that high air exchange, higher oxygen level, cool environment. Imagine what untrained members of our community are doing when they are wearing them in the Oklahoma summer and they're climbing a 25-foot ladder to fix a flare furnace or something. And I can tell you what happens, because less than 2 weeks ago, my executive assistant's fiance was forced to wear a medical mask by his employer. He was 25 foot up on a ladder climb. He got dizzy and he fell 25 foot, and he is now in the hospital with a head injury, with a dislocated shoulder, multiple lacerations, and broken bones. So this is a very important initiative by this group to protect the community from a medical intervention that is poorly conceived. It is full of risks. Risks that include blocking oxygen to the brain in a way that could cause an employee to pass out, become dizzy, experience headaches, anxiety, irritability, sleeplessness, restlessness. These are all well-known risks that have been well-studied, and they're not being discussed in the risk analysis. I'm seeing patients that have facial rashes, fungal infections, bacterial infections. Reports coming from my colleagues all over the world are suggesting that the bacterial pneumonias are on the rise. Why might that be? Because untrained members of the public are wearing medical masks repeatedly. They're in a non-sterile fashion. They're handling them. They're becoming contaminated. They pull them off of their car seat, off their rearview mirror, out of their pocket, from their countertop, and they're reapplying a mask that should be worn fresh and sterile every single time. New research is showing that cloth masks may be increasing the aerosolization of the SARS-CoV-2 virus into the environment, causing an increased transmission of the disease. Where are our public health experts in talking about these interventions? Well, they're not where they were in February and March of this year when Anthony Fauci, the Surgeon General, said, people, stop buying masks. They don't work to block the coronavirus. In February and March, we were told not to wear masks. What changed? The science didn't change. The politics did. This is about compliance. It's not about science. I congratulate this group for bringing this initiative to protect the community. This virus is a dangerous virus. The influenza virus is a dangerous virus. In fact, in most age groups, influenza is more dangerous than SARS-CoV-2. So our children and the wearing of masks in schools, these are not strongly supported by the science, the highest level of science. Our opposition is using low-level retrospective observational studies that should not be the basis for making a medical decision of this nature. Thank you.